Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a great show coming up for you here on this Monday and a very busy lineup all week long. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got today, we're live from Missoula. I'm here broadcasting live from Zootown Hardware and Garden in Missoula, and especially in the 9 o'clock hour. I know we're going to have open microphones. A bunch of folks are going to pop in and join us, including Sandy Vasica, who is on the Missoula City Council. You know, we've talked a lot about, homelessness and this transient crisis facing places like Missoula and Bozeman in particular. Obviously a big topic for our friends on KJJR Country and Kalispell as well. But that topic is front and center before the Missoula City Council once again, because even some of the more liberal-leaning city council members are saying, hey, we got to do something. But that's causing a backlash. So it'll be interesting to get the latest update from Sandy Vasica on that front. We got Adam Hertz dropping by and much more in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, Chief Chris Clem, he should be popping in the 9 o'clock hour as well. He is the Border Patrol chief headlining that border security rally tonight in Missoula. And then Tuesday night in Kalispell, Wednesday night in Great Falls, Thursday night in Bozeman. So this guy's awesome. I got a chance to catch up with him yesterday afternoon. And tell you what, this guy is a warrior who wants to secure our border. So you're going to look forward to hearing from him. But first up this morning, here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, got a couple of great guests that are going to join us from the University of Montana. Cindy Laukes is the director of the Neural Injury Center at the University of Montana. And Cindy, great to see you again.
You too, Aaron. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, I think I first got connected with you through retired Colonel James Mariska. Mm-hmm. And you had a big brain injury conference down in Billings several years ago, and specifically focused on veterans. But boy, these issues can apply to so many different folks.
Yeah, that's for sure. We just wanted to come this morning and just say a few words about some of the things we're doing at the university right now related to brain injury. We still are reaching out to our veteran families, and we have events going on now and then related to that, and we'll certainly let everybody know when that happens again. But I just wanted to mention one pilot study that I'm working on related to a lot of people don't study sort of life quality when it comes to brain injury. And so this study is just sort of a smaller study to interview people that have done some creative thing in their life, like woodworking, musicians. A lot of musicians I've interviewed. And it's open to everybody. It's just a 1-hour interview. But it's to look at changes in your creative activity following a brain injury. And interest is in, improving life quality, is trying to integrate that better into rehabilitation. A lot of people have said, they check my body out all the time, but they don't really talk to me about this kind of stuff.
Well, that makes so much sense. You think not just a brain injury, but any sort of trauma and how to recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's fly fishing or woodworking or
right.
Ben Steele and his art when he was in a POW status. All right, hold that thought. Quick break here on Montana Talks, and then we've got another assistant professor with her as well.
Securing America.
The Secret Service and Milwaukee Police have released the perimeters for the Republican National Convention around the city's FISERV forum. Secret Service Chief Kimberly Cheadle told reporters Friday the convention is what is called a national security safety event,
which is a title designated by the Department of Homeland Security for events that rise to the highest level of national intelligence or national or international significance.
For 1 week in mid-July, there will be an outer perimeter where pedestrians can walk without a credential. Vehicles are allowed but screened. Vehicles are not allowed in an additional internal perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says any would-be protesters need to keep their hands to themselves.
So the expectation is express yourself. This is what our Constitution is based on. But we will not tolerate anything beyond that particular type of activity because this is our city and we're proud of it.
The co-chair of a protest group says the protest areas are completely insulting that they're not within sight or sound of the forum. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into it here. We're broadcasting live from Zootown Hardware and Garden, right by the mall here in Missoula, right by the Shields and Bob Ward's and the movie theater and everything. Cindy Laukas, as I mentioned, the director of the Neural Injury Center at the University of Montana, doing a lot of work for veterans and research on that front. Cindy, how would you kind of describe the Neural Injury Center and the work that you're doing, and especially over the last, you know, several years since the first time we caught up?
Yeah, well, we've done a lot of work in the past with, we had actually a screening center for concussion from mild brain injury. That has been, it's sort of at a standstill right now because we lost a few people who are working on that. But we still are doing screening through some of our research projects and, you know, specific things related to those projects. We do a lot of outreach, education around brain injury. And then just some of the research that we're here to talk about today with my colleague, Dr. Brian Lloyd, who is a specialist in vestibular problems following head injury. And I'd like to introduce Brian and let him...
Yeah, great to see you, Dr. Brian Lloyd. You're an assistant professor with the basically the School of Physical Therapy and Athletic Training and so much more. Vestibular.
Yeah, so that's, of course, the word that always catches everybody off guard. Basically, it's your inner ear, but the system involved with balance. Fancy word, vestibular. Balance and then controlling movements of the eyes. And so everybody... A lot of people might know someone who's experienced vertigo before or a really bad bout of dizziness. If you've ever got on a ride that spun you around a lot and you got off and you felt like you were spinning, you're going to get sick. That's all due to your inner ear. And that system, unfortunately, is very prone to injury with head injury, whether that's blunt trauma, like you hit your head, or blast injury, so overpressure. And so we're currently running a pretty large study here at the University of Montana, as well as with our colleagues at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. So it's got both a veteran component and an active duty component, looking at the impacts of traumatic brain injury on vestibular function, or we just kind of refer to it as gaze and postural stability. So how well it can control movements of your eyes and how well it's able to allow you to maintain upright standing balance.
Very interesting. So obviously this can apply with any sort of a head injury, but you know, I think about from a military standpoint, okay, hard landings with parachute. Okay, mm-hmm. Check. IED hits your vehicle or your patrol mm-hmm. or your combo. Okay, check. So how does that affect how is that connected with this inner ear concept? Yep.
So I mean there's a lot of ways we could get into it, and I love talking about it, but you know, if you think about just like a hard landing from a parachute, or you fall and you even hit your head, or a football injury, or anything that
horseback riding accident,
yeah,
whatever.
Knocked your head, yeah. Right, the connections from your inner ear up to your brain, those are prone through traumatic brain injury, as we like to call it, a concussion, where those connections can kind of get damaged and or strained in a way that now we've altered that signaling. The result is we know a lot of things that travel with concussion, but as it pertains to the inner ear, now your balance is worse. You might notice things like when you get up at night and you can't rely on your vision, you feel really off balance. You might experience dizziness. You might experience difficulty concentrating because your eyes can't stay fixated in the same way. When you turn your head quickly, it might take a moment to kind of orient yourself again. All of these are symptoms of vestibular issue or inner ear issue after a traumatic brain injury. In the same way with like an overpressure event, so an IED, for example, when that goes off, there's a huge change in the pressure in the air around you. Well, your inner ear is very prone to that because as that pressure slows down, basically, it's traveling really fast through the air and then it hits something more solid and it causes damage to that inner ear structure. Now we have the hearing issues associated with that, but we might also have,
things that are affected.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense because, yeah, a lot of veterans have like I, you know, sitting down to dinner last night. Oh, there's the ringing again,
yep.
You know,
yep.
And then, but I've also had more of those dizziness things. Like I had the vertigo and I was like, holy cow. And it was but go to the chiropractor. I got a great chiropractor, mm-hmm. Dr. Dale Williams, who's also my Billings Last Diet buddy, but they have this little thing where they can rotate your head,
yep.
And you can even actually kind of do it on your own if you
yep.
are disciplined and can figure it out. But, and yeah, it's rebalancing those crystals, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So there's an issue called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. That's what you're describing. It's a mouthful, but those crystals can get knocked loose. And there are a number of techniques we can go through to reestablish those crystals. But unfortunately, that's a good issue to have in a sense because it's very fixable, right?
Yeah.
You learned how to move your head.
The question is, how do we fix the things from the IEDs?
Gets a little bit more not so, I can't just lay you down, do that, and have you fixed in 30 minutes, right? So those systems alter the neurons, alter the connections from the inner ear to the brain. And so one of the things we're trying to accomplish in our study is, one, we're trying to just better understand that deficit across the spectrum of a military career. So we're getting newly enlisted people all the way through veterans. And
wow.
So we're seeing this as a big part of this study, which is really good to kind of...
Because you have to understand the problem first before you can then figure out the solution.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And so like, you know, is this your first head injury or is this you've been in 20 years and you've sustained multiple, or you're 20 years post and you're still having issues? And so we're trying to better understand what that looks like.
Yeah.
So that's a big element to the study.
How many people served for those 20 years and had every incident we've talked about happened to them, but didn't say anything, didn't do anything about it. Now they're coming home after 20 years,
yeah.
They're retiring and they're like, well, wait a minute, I got to start dealing with all these issues that have piled up. So, no, this is great. Hold that thought. Quick break here on Montana Talks, back with Dr. Brian.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, today we are on the road, so hold your phone calls for today, but you can send us messages on the Montana Talks app. I'll get to your messages here in a few minutes, a little bit later in the hour, but we've got just a few more minutes here with Dr. Brian Lloyd, an assistant professor at the University of Montana with the School of Physical Therapy, who is working with Cindy Laucas here as well, the director of the Neural Injury Center. But, yeah, you guys have already heard this story, and I'm not trying to brag here, but I'm telling you, it ties in. This is a related conversation. But, Dr. Lloyd, I told you a little bit of my Blue Angel story during the break. Mm-hmm. So I had the just incredible opportunity to do a media ride along with the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels during the air show in Billings last August. But I swear there was an inner ear component, because mm-hmm. I was asking them, I said, and it ties in with all this research that you're talking about, the vestibular research and brain injury and things like that. But I said, how come some pilots will pass out? How come some pilots will pass out sooner than others? How come some people just have a better natural ability to be able to handle these G-forces without passing out? Actually, it might have been Thumper. His call sign was Thumper. He's a retired a brigadier general, lives in Bozeman, Montana, but he was a Blue Angels pilot back in the day before that. I think he was the one that told me that there's something about the inner ear sure. that allows some pilots to better withstand those G-forces mm-hmm. without the assistance of a G-suit, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, the other thing about your vestibular system, which is really, really cool, is it tells you very precise orientation to gravity. So part of that system is set. So if you close your eyes, you know what upright is, right? And now you're in this jet that's pulling, like you said, 7 Gs.
7 3 Gs.
Yeah, okay, 7 3.
Not to brag. Not to brag.
So now you've taken the acceleration of gravity on Earth and multiplied it by 7. So this is a completely aphysiologic thing. Up until, I don't know, maybe the last 50 years, humans had never experienced anything like that in the whole history of humankind. It wasn't until we invented these jets. And now all of a sudden, the body's like, oh my goodness, what's going on? This isn't right. I'm not designed in such a way to deal with that. And we don't 100% know why, but some people, for whatever reason, are able to experience those forces and do okay. Not completely lose their mind. Not, you talk about passing out, that's one issue, but there's also this kind of disorientation.
Oh, sure.
You just kind of lose, where am I in space? You know, you think you're flying straight.
What's down, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we actually have another study that's trying to better understand that. But as you might have learned when talking with the Blue Angels, the pilots, they can actually train at some too. So they spend a lot of time almost on like a human centrifuge, getting themselves used to going at those G's.
That's featured in this new documentary. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I kind of saw that part where,
because
I was very thankful because I didn't pass out very quick. I passed out for like 2 seconds, but it was 35 minutes in. We'd already pulled 7 3 G's. But I noticed one of the actual Blue Angels pilots actually passed out in that training phase.
Okay, good.
Even the best will pass out.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the best, but, you know.
What's the name of the documentary?
I forget. I know Brian Prevost. Somebody would tell me. It might be just called Blue Angels.
Okay, cool.
I can't remember if it's on Netflix or where it's at right now.
Sure. Yeah, so it's definitely related to the inner ear. And, you know, it's... We like working with the Navy for a variety of reasons. One, because we have we work some with the EOD guys, so they're getting a lot of the overpressure events from blowing things up. But then also working with the aviators and some of those groups who experience a totally different phenomenon related to
the Navy EOD guys are divers as well. So okay, now you're talking about impacts on the brain.
The inner ear and stuff
ear,
is
everything.
Yeah, all the time, and so it's a good group to work with.
Yeah.
For sure.
So what do you need or what are you looking for?
Great. Yeah, thanks for asking. So really here in Montana, the work we're doing here at UM is purely related to veterans. So we know that there's a lot of veterans out there who've sustained various levels of head injury. Like I said, you know, we often think of head injury as being I fell and hit my head or I got hit in the head. But that's not to be mistaken. If you've had an overpressure event from like an IED explosion or any type of overpressure explosion event, that can result in a head injury. So we're looking for people, veterans, who have experienced head injury from any of a variety of things. So again, we can take all comers, but we tend to want people who have some level of dizziness related to that. But what I would suggest is if you're a veteran, you're interested in learning about this system and maybe partaking in we're also doing a rehab element to try to improve it. So if we have people who are interested and they qualify, we're doing a home-based rehab program to try to improve these symptoms. And
what can people do to improve it?
So this is the thing I often forget to talk about. The nice thing about this system is it's highly, highly plastic, meaning it can be damaged, but there's a lot of things we can do from an exercise standpoint.
The body's remarkable.
It truly is, So a lot of things, we just have to get people moving again, moving in the right ways, doing specific exercises related to head and eye coordination to try to up that system's ability to do that. And
you got
to
restore these connections, these electrical connections, something like that.
Yeah,
or
you
can rebalance those crystals in the ear.
The crystals, doing too much of that. More the neurons, the cells communicating from the inner ear back to the brain. So we're doing a lot of exercises related to head and eye coordination to try to retrain that system, reduce those symptoms of dizziness, improve balance.
That's interesting. So I think of Parkinson's patients that do boxing to help with balance. The movement helps with the balance.
100%.
You know, even if you got a bad lower back, I've noticed even with, you know, neck and back pain that I have to move. I have to exercise. If I don't move, it's worse. Chris Brown, who has been a trainer at Nine Round Kickboxing in Billings, she's also a horse trainer at the Intermountain Equestrian Center north of Billings. But I like a line that she used one day at Nine Round. She says, if I don't move, I can't move.
Yep.
And so it sounds like the brain is a similar thing, that you have to move it. If you don't move it, then it's not going to be able to move. And same thing with elderly folks that play cards. It's good for your brain to keep it moving.
100%. I mean, if you think about this is kind of the bad cycle of it, right? You hit your head, you get dizzy. Well, if you've been dizzy before, or anyone who's listening has been dizzy, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to stop moving, right? You don't want to move because when you move, you get dizzy. The problem is you stop moving, you get dizzier, you become more prone to this kind of bad cycle. So what we have to do is we have to break people out of that, get them moving again, allow their brain to reestablish normal or reestablish a kind of normal around what those sensations are, and then allows them to continue to move, and then they're healthier.
Well, I know you got to, speaking of moving, you got to move back to work here.
I do.
Right now. Man, otherwise we'd keep going for another 2 hours, I think, here as well.
Thanks a lot.
No, thank you. I was also, one of these days I want to ask you about, or maybe it's not something you focus on, the psychotic drugs, apparently. That's a whole crazy other thing. I saw Andy Stump just did a podcast with somebody talking about that. So I'd rather do things like this. Not drugs. Especially when we don't know what the long, but anyway, it's crazy stuff. This is incredible what you're doing. Dr. Brian Lloyd, great to catch up.
If there's one last thing I could say,
go for it.
Just so that we get our phone number out there. If someone is interested, they can call us at 406-243-4015. That's our lab number. The number on there is, 4015.
Okay, perfect.
And you know, if they're just interested, they want to learn more, we can fill them in on it.
Well, that's incredible. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Cindy, and then if you got to run, Dr. Lloyd, feel free to throw the headset down. And, Cindy, thanks so much for bringing Dr. Lloyd down here. Anything else you wanted to share or kind of jump in on?
No, not anything big, Aaron. I hope to talk to you again. But mostly I just wanted to get the word out about this study. It's really exciting. And they actually have some other studies in the hopper. And we're still doing what we do in the Lindsay Center.
No, that's great. Well, and also, too, let's do a follow-up with Dr. Lloyd as this progresses. And especially, I love this idea of here's what we can do to repair these connections, to repair some of these, because we know there's a lot of, if you were a kid growing up on the High Line of Montana, we were jumping off of hay bales, we were jumping off a roof, we're crazy, right?
Yeah.
So you probably hit your head at some point if you're, you know, the sports, we were just at these fights on Saturday night. Okay, you know, there's probably going to be some issues for some of these guys that are in it too long. Mm-hmm. And so how do we repair that? But especially if we could have some simple kind of at home, here's some simple things you can do to repair these connections. Mm-hmm. I mean, even something as simple as stretching your back and stretching your legs. It's amazing how that can kind of free up and clear up some of these things.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting about this study is they have a system that's, you know, it's got a little iPad and a thing you put on your head and stuff. But it can be done virtually, most of it. But if people qualify for the rehab portion, that can all be done virtually.
Oh, yeah.
But then they have to come in, I think it's 2 or 3 times across the course of 12 weeks. But if the people qualify for the whole study, they can get quite a bit of rehabilitation for this, which, you know, at no cost to them. There's also compensation for participation. So
very good.
It's really a good thing for people who suffer from this.
All right. And is there a website for your neural injury center?
Yes, there is. I don't remember the exact
address. Don't have it memorized.
It's on my email.
But either way, it's on your email.
Just look up at the neural injury center. It's
Looks like health.umt.edu/NIC. So it's a little wordy, but also that phone number, 406-243-4015. Cindy Lacus, the director of the Neural Injury Center. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was great.
Great
to see you. And great to catch up with Dr. Lloyd. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. Adam Hertz, looks like he is in the house. Former Missoula City Councilman and really got his finger on the pulse of the politics in Missoula and the Five Valleys. And in touch with the business community, real estate as well. So looking forward to catching up with him right after this.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
There's been an uptick in economic ratings. Now, make no mistake, overall sentiment is still negative, but our Fox News survey shows people are feeling a bit better in the last couple months and significantly better when looking back over the last 2 years. Here are some key takeaways. Just 32% of voters rate economic conditions positively, but that's up 15 points since 2022 and the highest since President Biden took office. 59% say they are getting ahead or holding steady financially. That's better by 7 points compared to 2 years ago. Those improvements can be seen in the president's job ratings. 41% approve of Biden's handling of the economy. That's his best rating on the economy in over 2 years. Plus, last month, voters favored former President Trump over Biden by 13 points on the economy. Now, that's narrowed to a 5-point Trump advantage. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, great to have Adam Hertz here in the house with us right now. Of course, many of you, State Senator Greg Hertz, but you know the former state representative Adam Hertz, the son of State Senator Greg Hertz. Man, what a great family. What a neat family, not only on the business front, but serving politically as well. Adam, great to see you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. Now you're doing, of course, commercial and residential real estate with ERA Lambros here in Missoula. But, man, you were 26 years old when you got elected to the city council. Then you served in the state house out of Missoula. And now you're on the governor's housing task force as well. Man, we'll go live here in Missoula in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, man, we're rock and rolling elsewhere across the state. What do you think the rest of the state needs to know, or what do you want to tell the rest of the state of Montana before our friends in Missoula show up here in a few minutes?
Well, it seems like a lifetime ago that I was on the Missoula City Council. I thought things were, pretty out there then, but I guess it gets maybe a little further left every year. But it's great to be on the governor's housing task force now. I think Governor Greg Gianforte is doing a great job in leading the nation on a lot of housing policy reform. He's got a great task force that's been put together, bipartisan task force with members from all across the state, from all walks of life, led by DEQ agency head Chris Dorrington, who now is moving to the Montana Department of Transportation, as I understand it. But he's done a great job of leading the group. And really, it's gotten a lot of press nationwide. Business Insider, The Atlantic, a lot of coverage on the leadership Governor Gianforte's had on that front. And I'm just really glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's been one of the challenges for the state of Montana. It was kind of funny. There was a story over the weekend that I shared on our Montana Talks website. Kevin Costner is going to be done filming Yellowstone, and then he's out of Montana. So he's out of here pretty soon for the Yellowstone show. And so, of course, it was kind of going viral. Everybody was commenting on it. But in reality, like, that show, I think, combined with the COVID lockdowns, the COVID restrictions in the blue states, that's what really caused so many folks to move to Montana and lead to this big housing boom post COVID-19 housing boom, because of all these people that wanted to flee the absurd lockdowns and restrictions and, frankly, all the other absurd policies in these blue states and blue cities. And so, I mean, the good news is our economy is rocking and rolling much better than the other parts of the country. But that growth comes with challenges, which includes higher housing prices. But you're right. The governor and the GOP legislature, along with some Democrat support, came up with these housing reforms. But then, of course, leave it to liberal judges to try to block that agenda. And then liberal politicians then use the problems that might still remain to blame it on the governor. It's like, no, he's actually working on solutions, and your side is the one blocking these solutions.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird world right now when it comes to housing policy in Montana. And you're right, we're victims of our own success. So a lot of people moved into Montana on the real estate side of things. Myself and my wife and our real estate team represented a lot of those folks, and we at the time we called them COVID refugees. You know, everyone was like, oh, these Californians are moving in, these people from Washington are moving in, you know, they're going to make us a liberal state. And it's like, hold up, I'm representing these people, I'm meeting these people. 90% of the ones we worked with were fleeing COVID lockdowns. They were conservative folks. And really, I think they are changing the political makeup of the state of Montana, but they're moving us further to the right, which I appreciate. The downside of that, of course, is we haven't been able to keep up on the housing supply side of things. And, you know, there's a lot of different factors at play there. The ones that are, you know, local or statewide, I think the governor's had great leadership on. But a lot of it's, you know, federal policy that unfortunately we can't do anything about. They're just spending too much money at the federal level, creating inflation. The Federal Reserve's had to respond with higher interest rates, and that's making housing incredibly unaffordable. I mean, you look at housing, really, there's two costs, you know, associated with housing. You can look at the sticker price, but more important than that really is interest rates. So, yeah, prices are high. But if interest rates, you know, could come back down to probably not the levels that we ever saw post-COVID, but at least come down quite a bit, housing would be a lot more affordable. And those interest rates just won't come down until the federal government stops spending money.
No, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things we're doing here after the radio show's over is we're doing a gift card giveaway. And basically, we're giving away $22 gift cards here at Z-Town Hardware from 10:30 to 12:30 here in Missoula. And the $22 is to symbolize the 22%, what they say is the 22% increase in inflation in Montana in the last 3 years because of all the massive government spending from Joe Biden and John Tester. But I think we all know that there's a lot of things that have gone up way more than 22%. But you're exactly right. Okay, even let's put the housing, the COVID refugee housing boom aside for just a moment. Okay, but look at the massive increase in interest rates. Look at, and that's preventing older folks from selling their homes and getting into other homes that would free up inventory for younger families because they don't want to go get into something else with a much more massive interest rate, right? And so, but the massive government spending is what's driving up the interest rates. And then the massive government spending and the COVID lockdowns that the Democrats pushed also increased the cost of everything, increased the cost of housing on that front. So even if you take the COVID refugee housing boom aside, all of those other things are really the reason why good luck for some people in some places getting into a house.
Yeah, it's really challenging right now. And like you said, I mean, there's two ways to deal with this inflation. It's raise interest rates, which is a really blunt tool. It makes a lot of things really unaffordable. It hasn't led to job losses yet, but probably will. It just makes things really challenging. Or the federal government can stop spending so much money. And they just won't do that. So the only thing that can be done right now is just for interest rates to keep going up or staying high. And, you know, housing is as unaffordable as it's ever been, not just because of the price, but because of the price and interest rates both combined.
You mentioned how in Missoula doing real estate, because you're talking with the people that are moving here, that are wanting to buy houses here, et cetera. You mentioned how you were like, wait a minute, you saw very early on, and I started picking that up very early on too through our listeners and people calling in. And I remember October of 2020, we did our show from Kalispell, a live show just like I'm doing here today. And of course, we weren't wearing masks because we didn't put up with that nonsense. And all the liberals were freaking out on Twitter. Oh, look at these guys doing a radio show and they're not wearing masks. I remember it was so funny because we had like four or five of us sitting here at the table and microphones. And this is the October of 2020. And this guy comes in through the door and he's got California plates on his vehicle out front. He goes, hey, guys, I'm one of the good guys. I'm not one of those California liberals. I just had to get the hell out of there. Just want you to know. And so, I mean, but that's who we were seeing in the fall of 2020, is people who just had to get the heck out of there.
Yeah, that was absolutely our experience. And, you know, we were, of course, it was anecdotal because we're a small sample. But then I started talking to friends who do polling and that sort of thing. And they had the demographics, and what we were seeing on the ground was what was materializing statewide.
Yeah. So let's see. What I wanted to ask you about on that front was like, okay, so you're talking to these people. We know that the COVID refugees are giving Montana even more conservative voters, even more, a higher number of conservative voters. I wonder what impact it is having or could have on Missoula politics in particular. Hold that thought, though. One of the things we know about, I want to tell our listeners, one of the things we know about, you know, Montana, and part of it was that show, yes, that I just mentioned, Yellowstone a few minutes ago, is that you go to the SHOT Show in Vegas, you go to the NFR, I don't care what major national/international event you go to, people want Montana. They want to buy Montana stuff. Even the people that didn't move here, they are like, wow, Montana. So they want to buy your Montana products. They want to buy Montana beef. Not only do they want to buy Montana beef, you want to buy Montana beef. Well, let me tell you, you can get premium Montana Wagyu beef out of Townsend, Montana. Our friends at the Avalanche Ranch, they deliver to several towns, you know, Helena, Townsend, a few other spots in between. They'll deliver. So if you want to buy a quarter beef, you want to buy a whole beef, half beef, you name it, you can get this Wagyu beef from the Avalanche Ranch. I had their burgers at the Mint in Martinsdale. I cooked their steaks at my house, and the marbling's incredible. Go to avalanchewagyu.com, avalanchewagyu.com. To get your Avalanche Ranch beef. Adam Hurts, now I'm hungry. I
just bought a half from them like last weekend.
Oh, you did?
I did. It's, really? It's absolutely the best beef you'll ever have.
What
I'm not getting paid to say this.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, he's not even
I've got a skirt steak in the fridge thawing out right now for tonight.
Oh, man. What did you cook first, though?
Oh, I've been buying beef from them for a really long time. So, I mean, everything's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, well, Jocelyn and Bill, Cahill, Jocelyn Galt/Cahill. Yeah, just a cool family. And it's great to see him so successful, too. Let's see. Quick break here on Montana Talks. More with Adam Hurts right after this. And then we should have Sandy Vasica and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have two people that support one candidate and the format that supports one candidate. You know, will it really be 3-on-1? Probably in the end. Trump says maybe there's a 10% chance they'll be fair. I think that's a little on the high side, if you want my opinion. They want to spend most of this debate fixated on anything negative about Donald Trump. And they want to keep Donald Trump on defense. It's going to be democracy in peril. They're going to bring up the Democrats trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. They are going to try to tilt the debate in Joe's favor any way they can. That's just the way it's going to be. You think I'm wrong? I'm not.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
In an era of escalating social unrest, rising crime rates, safeguarding your family has never been more critical. Now, introducing the Burner, the less lethal pistol launcher. It's a non-lethal defense option. Now, it's developed by common sense gun owners who value the power of choice. This device enables you to de-escalate dangerous situations effectively without the finality of lethal force. Burner offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends and protecting the user, delivering formidable stopping power to deter any aggressor. The Burner is ideal for those wary of traditional firearms. It provides an effective self-defense tool without deadly consequences. It's legal in all 50 states. No background check or permit required. It can be shipped directly to your door. It is an essential tool for responsible, non-lethal protection. Burner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You also get 10% off any purchase. Stay safe with Berner, where smart defense meets innovation.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Giving a loan to a family member or friend can be a tricky situation and could raise just as many problems than trying to solve. Oftentimes, loans between family members, perhaps from an older person to their children or grandchildren, may be best with the help of financial advisors. Financial experts also say think through all the various scenarios that could arise after the loan is agreed to, like potentially causing damage to your relationship. Before you loan money, determine if it would put a strain on your finances, but if you have a sizable emergency fund, little or no debt, and a steady paycheck, making a loan might not be as difficult depending on the size. It's also important to think about how likely you are to get the money back, if the person is responsible about paying their bills and experiencing a one-time financial crisis, being paid back might not be an issue. However, if it's someone with a history of being financially irresponsible, that could be a bigger risk. So, loaner, beware.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ken and Rovari. Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got some messages that have been coming in on our Montana Talks app. Earlier, Jeff in Victor sent us this. Every judge and elected politician takes an oath to, and most have sworn to uphold the Constitution. Can the conservative state legislature pass laws that would give the attorneys general some path to prosecute or remove the violators from their positions? We need to have a path that controls these liberal judges from overriding laws passed by our state government here in Montana and in other conservative states. Jeff, thanks for that message. Right on, John in Bozeman says this. Since Biden was elected, my storage unit was raised $25 a month, and rent for places to live in are out of reach for most people. Thanks, Biden, for putting more strain on the food banks. Why would any sane person looking at their lack of money in their bank account and wallet vote again for Democrats? Speaking of food banks, I think this Border Patrol chief, Chris Klem, who may be joining us next hour, has a very interesting insight when it comes to food banks being strained by illegals as well. So stay tuned for the 9 o'clock hour. Chuck in Billings, following up on our veterans traumatic brain injury conversation from earlier. Chuck, it looks like a question here. I served on submarines for 20-plus years. We routinely experienced rapid pressure changes that would cause headaches sometimes. My question is, repeated occurrences of rapid pressure changes an underlying cause of tinnitus or tinnitus, however they refer to it? That's a great question, Chuck. Thanks for that message. I'll see if I can. I'm gonna share that with Cindy and see if we can get an answer back to you. Adam Hertz, let's see. We've got just a quick couple of minutes here before we run out of time this hour, but I think you'll be able to stick around for part of next hour as well. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, I don't know, Aaron. Yeah, just talking a little bit more, you know, about things on the housing front, just to keep people updated where we're at. The governor's housing task force is still together. So we started about 2 years ago, put out an initial phase one report with a lot of legislative policy changes. Phase two report was essentially sent to local governments and state agencies on what they could do on their end. And then the legislature adopted a lot of the recommendations and some of their own, did a great job. And now we're in the phase three, which is really just the new policy recommendations for the legislative session that will begin next year. So folks want to stay in touch. All those meetings, of course, are public. They're on Zoom, and folks can be involved and let us know their thoughts.
So you were on the Missoula City Council. You were like one of the lone conservative rock stars on the Missoula City Council. Then we had Jesse Ramos, who's now the state director for AFP Montana. Man, another rock star on the Missoula City Council. Now you got Sandy Vasica, who oddly enough went to Montana, or yeah, went to Montana State University, but is on the Missoula City Council of all places. You'll get like the one rock star is fighting back against the other 11. But just keep being that voice in the wilderness, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's usually 1 to 11 down there. That's how it was. For my first 2 years, there was two of us, so 2 to 10. You know, that was about the closest we'd get to having a majority. But it's been 1 to 11, and unfortunately, that means you don't win very many votes. But you can keep the public and the media apprised about what's happening down there.
One of the things that's going to be interesting talking with Sandy Vasica coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour about is, you know, it's kind of coming, this transient invasion topic is really coming to a head before the Missoula City Council again. And it sounds like some of even the liberals on the Missoula City Council are acknowledging that they need to do something about it. But then I see our friend, former Democrat legislator Ellie Hill out there kind of squawking. So it sounds like it's going to be a little red on red violence on this transient issue.
Yeah, there's definitely a split there with folks who apparently think, you know, people should be camping all over the place anywhere, and folks who want to push them to a designated camping area. So, yeah, I'd say the rift in the Missoula City Council now is not necessarily left right; it's left and further left.
yeah, completely insane versus just mildly insane. Yeah. All right, well, stand by. Adam Hertz is going to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.